That's good. So, yeah, so I'll start off the podcast with introducing my guest. His name's Joseph. He's an author. Introduce yourself, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm Joseph M. Leonard. The middle initial is important because I'm a Michigan author in the United States, and there happens to be a Joseph Leonard, don't know what his middle initial is, he doesn't use it, out of North Carolina, who also has published books. So I need to make sure people don't mistake me with him or him with me. Although if they accidentally buy my book instead of his, I'll be happy, of course.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, the problem with my author name, Trevor Laugh Ahead, my name, is that no one else has the name, so I can't steal someone else's thunder.
Yeah.
So tell us about your book. Tell us about your book.
Well, it's about terrorism, called Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You. And that subtitle, of course, is also important because there's dozens of books called Terror Strikes. So you kind of need to remember Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You.
Yeah.
But it's not just about terrorism. It's about a lot of related things. Crime in general, PTSD. I know your show, you mentioned in the About the Show about mental health. So I think we should go down the road of the sub theme of suicide prevention in my book. So there's a lot of things, a lot of sub themes that I connect the dots on. But unfortunately, not everybody's going to quite get all that. And I say that because I was on another Australian podcast and we had to talk about, and I want to briefly mention Susan Pearson, whoever she may be there, maybe one of your neighbors. She lives in Australia, and she gave me a negative review, basically saying she didn't get it. And, you know, well, not everybody is going to get it. And you don't have to be a hyper-political person to understand the book, but you have to understand politics a little bit. The left versus right dynamic, the Western culture versus Eastern culture dynamics goes into that a bit, because my book is not just about, while it takes place in America, but it's an international book. There's a chapter on Toronto, Ontario, Canada, London, England, Madrid, Spain, Tokyo, Japan, to give the fact that, you know, terrorism is an international issue. But so you have to kind of only lightly understand those, that paradigm, those dynamics. And either she didn't get it, or I'm quite frankly suspecting that she just trolled me. I think she just happens to be a leftist. And when she read the book and there was information in there about anti-wokeism, anti-political correctness, you know, all pro-freedom, free speech, and all those things, I think she just discovered she was reading a book she really didn't want to read, and then therefore just left me a bad review. But if you know these things going in, you should enjoy the book, unless if you're looking for a woke leftist perspective book.
Yeah.
And I also like to say, Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You, obviously the main theme being terrorism, but again, a bunch of sub themes, is not a book about death, but about life and living. And those both foreign and domestic, whether that, you know, relative to me or relative to you, your internal and external threats there in Australia, those foreign and domestic who want to deprive us of the Western culture notions of individual freedoms over collectivism.
Yes, yes. Well, at the moment, we have issues at the moment with the Indo-Pacific region or with China entering our region. And we needed the US to help us stop them doing that. So that's our biggest issue at the moment. Terrorism's hard to get to Australia, actually, because like we're pretty far away. But like, I really want to read your book. So send me the link to your book after this. I'll buy it in the next week. I'll give it a read, and then I'll review it on my podcast as well. I'm going to go into it with rosy eyes. Because I've been struggling to find new books lately. It's pretty hard to find new books, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the supply chain issue and the lockdowns, and now, of course, with the economic state of the world and inflation increasing, there's a lot of different factors. But since you're in Australia, most places I recommend people go to their, you know, Amazon.UK or Amazon US or Amazon.ca Canada, Amazon.de or whatever. But Australia's unique. The best place to find my book is Booktopia.
Oh, Booktopia. Yes, I do know Booktopia. I'm on Booktopia. Yeah. Like with my books, like I found that like I don't sell that much on Amazon, but I've been selling on other sites. Yeah, that's what I've been finding. I want to get sold to more bookstores overseas and stuff, but that costs a lot of money. So talk to me about self-publishing. What do you find is the best method to self-publish at these days? Is it KDP or Kindle Direct Publishing or?
Well, Amazon, it sells pretty much 80% of all books worldwide. So you do want to deal with Amazon. And the best way to ingratiate yourself to Amazon to sell your soft cover copies is to indeed have a KDP Kindle for the lay person out there, Kindle version ebook. My ebook is exclusively indeed a Kindle. It's available through Kindle Unlimited if you belong to that. Although I've got to say, I try to discourage Kindle downloads to some degree, even though I was number one in several categories on Kindle in May. I'm a number one bestseller.
Buddy,
it's always great to be able to claim. Great to be able to claim that. But I discourage the Kindles because my book is very, very different for very, very many reasons. One, again, is there's a lot of sub-themes, connect the dots kind of theme. And I like to say I'm unlike any other author. 99.9% of all authors follow formulas. There's writing guidelines and they follow the same formulaic story. They're usually basically the same damn story.
The hero's journey.
Pardon?
The hero's journey. It's called the hero's journey. Most books are the hero's journey.
They're cookie cutter. They're just basically the same story with different characters in a new location, but it's almost kind of the same story with nuances. And I threw out those guidelines. I had created a very unique and different book. So if you're looking for different, minus the book, if you can't handle different, if you like the same old stories over and over, well, you know, I don't want to sell you a book you're not going to like. And the reason why I say Kindle is my book isn't really made well for Kindle because there's a letter to the editor in my book. There's also something blog in a book. We're in the internet age. You're a lot younger than me. You probably don't know life without the internet, right?
So probably not. I'm lost in the wilderness.
So you're used to what a blog is online, an online article, if there's any older people watching. But so a blog is just an article, but it's an online. So I'm a former IT guy. So I'm the first author at least that my publisher and I know of, anywhere in the world to do this, to put a blog within a book to go along with the storyline, because it's also a book within a book. My lead character, Martin, M-A-R-T-E-N, is a Detroit newspaper man. And he decides to write a book on terrorism. So my book on terrorism follows him going through the research to write his book on terrorism. And as part of that process, he has old blogs that he uses. They're really my blogs, of course, from years ago, like a 9/11 chapter. There's a 9/11 blog that was my blog that I wrote in 2003. And I basically took it and reworked it a bit to be my character's blog. So those are different indentions. They're a different font. So you may not see those things in the juxtapositions as well on the small Kindle screen. So yes. I highly recommend, if you're interested in my book, you get a physical copy. It will be a much more pleasant read for you if you do.
But yeah.
Well, not to say that I won't take the Kindle sales if you want to do that.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, what I'm finding with my own books, I can't get past 149 pages. I don't know what to get. Get past 149 pages.
Oh, on a Kindle, you mean?
No, on my book.
Oh.
Yeah, because I've been writing novellas instead of novels. That's what I've been finding. I can't pass 149 pages. So how long's your book?
I've got a couple like that, too. Well, the actual story is about 250. The overall book itself is 286 pages.
That's a good amount. That's good.
Because really I also do something like no one else ever does. I'm trying to give you value for your money, especially with today's inflation. So I tried to come in the page count at about 250 pages of story so that the book would be $20 US. I'm not sure what that translates there, but
probably
$20
30,
US.
Probably 27.50.
Okay. That sounds much worse than 20.
That's all right. I'll be getting it next Thursday. I'll be getting it next Thursday. I can tell you that. Yeah.
It's all relative, of course, to what other books will cost far more than that, even. Because, like I said, I tried to keep the cost down. I have a section at the beginning, an introduction, where I go into different things about some of the chapters that exist and additional reading material. So you know how, like, if you buy a Blu-ray disc for a movie, you get bonus material, like cut scenes.
I tell you
about cut chapters that I cut to keep the book down. And maybe one day I'll do a Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You director's cut and put all that in and make it a 350-page book. But again, I wanted to keep the cost down. But I give you all that background information and things that you can view offline, either while you're reading the book or after you've read the book. That choice is yours, but it's bonus material. No one on earth that I know of, another author, has ever done that. And if you want to steal that idea, feel free.
No, I'm not going to. I'm too lazy of a writer to do that. my books are quite good, but one of them got 3 out of 4 stars on a Christian website. They say it's blasphemous, but they still gave it 3 out of 4. And then the second one got 2 out of 4. But like the guy just didn't understand the story. He just wasn't my audience.
Kind of like Susan in Australia. Kind of like Susan, yeah. And there's going to be those people. You know, I don't hide from the negative review. I embrace it. And I use it as a talking point to explain that fact. You know, not everybody's going to get it. And you mentioned Christian. Well, I am a Christian. I was born and raised a Catholic. Yeah. I am a Christian. I am an author. That does not de facto make this a Christian book, though, per se. It is and it isn't, because it's about terrorism. So it has to deal in both religion and politics to be honest about the story, about the background of those who want to kill us and those who they want to kill. So yeah. There is Christian family values in this book, but yeah. I this isn't a traditional fluffy Christian book, as you could tell by the title. Yeah. But well, you know, there are
up, just to clear up, I'm a Christian that smokes. So I'm, oh, okay. I'm technically a Christian, but I do. I grew up a Christian, but like I smoke.
Well, I do socially drink, so yeah. You know, there's that.
Yeah, no one's perfect. No one's perfect.
But so you know, I didn't write a preachy book. It's not a preachy Christian book, but there are Christian values in it for the Christians. But it isn't. It should not be overbearing to someone who says, oh, God, I don't want to read another damn Christian book. This isn't that. I'm not trying to convert anybody. You know, I'm not trying to shove my faith down anybody's throat. Again, it's a book on terrorism. So to address the Islamic fundamentalist radicals who want to kill Christians and Jews.
Yeah.
You have to discuss that.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Otherwise, yeah. It's not an honest book.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to buy it next Thursday. I'm gonna buy your book. I'm going to read it and review it on the podcast. So that'll be something to look forward to. In America at the moment, what's like the how's Biden doing? Because I've been watching the news. So how's Biden been doing as leader?
Oh, what a disaster. Does the name Jimmy Carter ring a bell? You're too young probably to even remember Jimmy Carter as the world's worst president in the history of the United States. Well, he's been supplanted by Biden now, the worst president in U.S. history. We were energy independent just 2 years ago. We no longer are. So the price of gas is more than double what it was 2 years ago.
In Australia, petrol prices are 220 cents a litre. So like petrol prices have gone up by double in Australia too.
And
we follow America in a lot of things. But like, I didn't know this was because of America. I thought this was because of Australia. I thought our prime minister was doing a bad job.
No, this is Biden's fault on the world stage. Biden likes to blame Putin's invasion of Ukraine, but the price of gas was up $1.50 before Putin ever invaded Ukraine. So that's a bogus excuse. Now, granted, the war in Ukraine is not helping matters, but we were energy independent. And the price of oil was about $50 a barrel. Now it's just recently come under $100 a barrel, but it was around $120 US a barrel. And that is mainly Biden's fault. And because of that, the inflation rate is triple or quadruple what it was just 2 years ago. Employment levels are way down from what they were 2 years ago. So that plays into the politics of my book. This is not just about foreigners who want to destroy Western culture. It's idiots like Joe Biden who are destroying us from within.
Yeah. Now, fair enough.
It all ties together.
Yeah. I thought Ronald Reagan was a pretty bad president, to be honest.
Oh, it would have been pretty young then.
Yeah. I wasn't born.
Oh, okay. See,
I've heard he was a Hollywood star that went into politics and stuffed it up.
Well, the inflation rate was double digit and Reagan lowered it. So I happen to think Ronald Reagan was the best president we've ever had. So I don't know where we sit on the political spectrum, but then again, I'm here. You're not. I lived through it. You did not. So
yeah, fair enough.
Your perspective is probably skewed by the leftist indoctrination in the schools these days, who are rewriting history rather than teaching history.
Yeah.
It's all pro-socialism now.
Yeah.
And again, it's an important reason why the timing of this book was important, because I actually started writing it in 2006. And then I put like 6 months into it, and it just wasn't coming together. And it's actually based on a dream. All my writings are based on dreams that come to me, and then I write a book about them. But this is the first book I've gotten internationally published. And the dream came back again last year. So I said, okay, I get the message. Now's the time for this book.
Yeah. I've been trying to write books about based on my dreams lately too. Like I'm writing one now called, I'm just basing it on my first book. I'm basing it on my first album, my first musical album, Sort of Life. So it's going to be called Sort of Life, and it follows a werewolf. And it goes through time and space.
Okay. You know?
And he goes on the moon, and the moon's made out of cheese, and he eats all the cheese, and all that type of stuff. It's interesting book.
Well, fantasy is pretty popular right now, and so is sci-fi. So you're kind of combining fantasy and sci-fi.
I love combining anything of fantasy. I like contemporary fantasy is my genre, and humorous fantasy is my genre. So I like combining those genres together, but I think we'll end it there. But thank you so much for having me as your host. So tell me again where your book is sold again. Amazon.
Amazon, anywhere around the world. But again, for the Australian audience, I recommend Booktopia.
Yes, and the book is called Terror Strikes. Yeah.
Terror Strikes, coming soon to a city near you. And it's Joseph M. Leonard. You could see it at the bottom of my Zoom there. There's no Owen Leonard. It's not Leonard. It's Leonard. It's not Leonard. It's not French. It's actually Polish somehow.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So Joseph M. Leonard, Terror Strikes, coming soon to a city near you. And Booktopia is the best place for you guys to get it there. And I appreciate you having me.
That's all right. It's all good. Yeah, you're a good guest. You're a very good guest. Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of, just to give people the background behind the scenes that they would otherwise not get. This has been an ongoing thing for 3 days since we've been trying to work through the time zone problem.
Yeah, the time zones. Time zones would be horrible. My alarm on my phone doesn't work. That's why we were late today. My phone doesn't have the alarm working at the moment. So I woke up a bit late. I woke up at 8:47. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm late. So I quickly had a coffee and had a cigarette and then quickly go on.
Yeah, it's what, 9-something your time?
9:29.
As we're recording now on, it is actually Wednesday, 9:29 a.m. your time.
Yes,
it is. It is still Tuesday, 7:29 p.m. my time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll let you get off to supper then. That's right. You're a great guest, Joseph. And I'll have you back on when you write your next book. And I'll review your book on my podcast.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Catch you later.